宣召经文33篇第六到第九节。
诸天借耶和华的命而造，万象借他口中的气而成。他聚集海水如雷，收藏海洋在库房。
And God said, Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the vault to separate the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
下午好。
新年好，中国的新年好。Happy Chinese New Year. Let's rise. Worship our God. Let's pray. 我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的父，我们弟兄姐妹朋友们来到你的面前来敬拜你，来赞美你。你是我们的主宰，你是万王之王，你也是那爱的源头。求你的灵运行在我们当中，指引我们的生活，使我们给我们智慧与力量。 Dear Heavenly FatherBrothers, sisters, and our friends, come to you to worship you, to praise you. You are our mighty God. You are also the orange of love. You are the King of kings. Please be with us, guide us, and give us wisdom and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 大家请坐。 下面一首歌是我知谁掌管明天 I know who holds tomorrow。
每一天只为主
牵我手，我不知明天的道路，我遭遇生活苦楚，但那位要活马却折，谁牵我手？
Today's scripture is Matthew 16, and verses 13 through 19. 今天我们要阅读的经文是马太福音第16章13节到19节。Let's read them together in English and Chinese. 起。耶稣到了凯撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或者是先知里的一位。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。现在我们请申长老为我们祷告。
我们一起低头祷告。 Let's pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you, we come with reverence and fear, because you are the Holy of Holies. We come with amazing, we come with looking to your gracious throne of grace, and we come to the one so love us, and your faithfulness continued through generations. Oh God, from the song we just sang, that many times we don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Many times we don't seem to understand, but we do know that you hold tomorrow, and also you hold the hand who trusted in you, so that we could come before you with grateful thanksgiving, and we give our praises
you. O God, as we gather here, you are the only true God. We are in one body, one spirit, and we are called to one glorious hope for us. And there's only one Lord, and one faith, and one baptism, and one God, the Father of all, who is above us, in us, and through us. So that we come here, we come with full of thankfulness. You so loved us. Today, we pray that your Spirit will cover this place. Through your word, we hear your truth that you're going to reveal to us. And we give all the honor and glory to you. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，当我们来到你的面前，我们的真是我们存一个敬畏的心。因为主啊，你在我们教会中，在我们圣徒中，你的儿女中，你行何等奇妙的作为，让我们每天的生活我们都在主的旨意当中，让我们将一切的荣耀感谢都归给主，让你一切的美意、天上的福分归给那寻求依靠你的人。我们把今天的崇拜仰望在主的恩手，求主赐福带领，属天的福分也赐给每一位渴慕的人。祈求祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。We are delighted we have Pastor Jim to preach, and Opal will do the translation.
Thanks, brother. Greetings, brothers and sisters.Peggy is upstairs teaching Sunday school, but she says hello to each one of you. We returned from China on Peggy's birthday, January 9th. Peggy turned a wonderful age of, I won't tell you, you'll have to ask her. So we started celebrating in China on January 9th. So she had a whole day to celebrate. And then we flew across the international dateline and we had a whole other day to celebrate. But this time in China was very special. We got to teach our own classes for 2 weeks. Just like we did many years ago. PhD students at Beida. And we were so happy to teach again. But while we were there, we also met with many friends. And many former students. Some of those former students have become Christians. And they are growing in their faith. And we had a wonderful opportunity to plant more seeds, add some more water to those seeds. On the 14th, Valentine's Day,
在本月12号、24号的时候，情人节的时候，
Peggy and I fly to Hong Kong.
我们两位飞到香港。
So I promised her a very special dinner on the airplane.
我跟她保证在飞机上给她一个特别的晚餐。<laughs>
Our flight is until about 11 at night, so we are going to have a special dinner beforehand.
说实话是飞机是11点钟才起飞，所以我是会答应她给她一个很美好的一个情人节的晚餐。
From Hong Kong, we go to Chiang Mai, Thailand.
我们从香港飞到泰国清迈。
Our teachers who are now in China are going to meet us in Chiang Mai.
所有在中国的我们机构的外校都飞到清迈和我们会合。Some
of our teachers who came home for the break will fly into Chiang Mai like we are.
有些人在回家度假休假的时候也会飞到泰国清迈跟我们会合。So
there we will have a retreat. And I have the privilege of sharing God's word with our teachers. So we come home in just a week. Then we get ready 3 weeks later to go back to China. And when we get back from China just a few days later, I will be seeing you on Easter Sunday. It's a wonderful privilege to always be with you. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word that is rich and powerful. Thank you that the gospel is powerful enough to save us from sin. Bless us now, Lord, as we come to your word. May your word be implanted in our hearts as we learn from Peter today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's see if we can go to that first slide there. Husbands, have you ever looked at your wife and said, "Honey, I can't find my keys"?
亲爱的，我找不到我钥匙。
When we were first married, I followed that up with another statement. I don't ask this next question.
Pardon?
I don't ask the next question because I asked Peggy, "Where did you hide them?" So... Honey, she says, "I didn't hide them. You better go look for them." And then when I find them, I say, "Honey, I found my keys." Peggy says, "Well, where did you find them?" I say, "Honey, right where I left them." I can't find my keys. Well, that brings us to today's message. He held the keys. Now, I'm not going to open my Bible this morning because I'm going to just tell you the stories. I'm always interested in the fact that Jesus didn't carry a bunch of scrolls around with him, and every time he wanted to preach a message, he'd open them. He told stories. First thing I'd like to do is take a look at Jesus' ministry in Galilee. Oops, that got moved a little. Okay, right at the northern end of Galilee is Capernaum, where the center of Jesus' ministry was. Lots of things happened at the northern edge of the Sea of Galilee. Now Jesus twice wanted to take his disciples outside of Israel. He wanted to take some time to get away from the religious leaders and just have time with his disciples. So one of the times he went up to Caesarea Philippi. And we're going to find out what happened at Caesarea Philippi. And I think that other arrow may not be showing on that slide. That's correct. On another vacation, he went out to the Mediterranean coast. And that's where Jesus met the Canaanite woman. And he wanted time with his disciples, and that's what he got. Let's begin with Jesus' ministry at the Sea of Galilee. He's out preaching by the shore of the lake and he's drawing a big crowd. And the crowd gets so big it begins to move Jesus into the water. So he gets into Peter's boat and he says, cast off a little bit. And Jesus finishes his sermon from the boat. And he tells Peter, James, and Andrew, hey, and John, let's go out for a catch. Cast into the deep water. Peter says, Lord, we've been fishing all night. Listen, teacher. You are the teacher. I'm the fisherman. I know how to fish. We don't want to go in the morning. Here's what I love about Peter. But Lord, because you have told me to do this, I will do it. How many times do we see something or sense his voice telling us to do something? And we say to ourselves, I don't want to do it. We should take a lesson from Peter that we're going to do it anyway if the Lord calls us to do it. And you know what happened? The boat was filled with fish. Peter got on his knees amidst all that fish. He said, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. I had no faith. Jesus said, from now on, we're going to do some fishing together. But it won't be for this kind of fish. It's going to be for people. And the scriptures say that they left their boats and followed him. Now let me say that with a boat full of fish, those fish, if sold at the market, could have probably lasted them in cash 6 months.
Uh,
The scripture says they immediately dropped their nets and followed him. Well, there's more things that happened on the Sea of Galilee in addition to catching fish. Jesus comes walking on the water. They had been on the shore near Capernaum. Jesus had just finished feeding the 5,000. And Jesus tells his disciples to go to the other side of the lake. I'll meet you there. The disciples are probably thinking, Lord, how are you going to get there? It's a long way around the shore to get to us. Jesus knew that a storm was brewing. Not only on the sea, but also in the religious leaders in Jerusalem. The disciples had gotten offshore a couple hundred yards. And a storm came up and they almost began to sink. And all of a sudden they see this figure come walking across the water. They all look at that and say, it's a ghost. Fishermen of the deep have lots of strange stories. Stories of ghosts and sea monsters. And they thought this was no different. Jesus said, it's I. Peter says, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you. Now, which of us here would even think of anything like that? We would say, Jesus, come on over here, the boat's over here. But Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water. Now, look at Peter's hand there. It's almost like he's trying to hold on to Andrew till the very last minute. He's probably saying, Andrew, hold on to me. I'm not sure this is going to work. And he starts walking. He looks at the storm and the waves around him. And he begins to sink. He begins to sink. Jesus reaches out and saves him, and they both get in the boat together. They both come to the boat. And the interesting thing is, when they get into the boat, the storm stops. There's, of course, a lesson here for you and me. If you feel the winds of the storm blowing around you with life happening, ask Jesus to get into your boat. He says, my peace I give to you. Invite me into your boat. Now we say, what's wrong with Peter? He took his eyes off Jesus. That's shame. You see the other 11? They never even thought of getting out of the boat. They wanted to play it safe. Even though Peter started to sink, he walked on water. Some of you here by faith can do some amazing things for Jesus Christ. He may be calling you to get out of the boat. Launch out, because Jesus is waiting for you to do something that He's calling you to do. I sometimes challenge potential teachers. I say, imagine Jesus sitting in China and He's calling you across the ocean to come. Maybe for you young people here or adults, whatever, God might be calling you to do something creative and exciting. Don't be afraid to step out of the boat. Jesus is there. Keep your eye on Him. Well, next time they head up north to Caesarea Philippi. And here He's with His disciples. And the scripture that we read, who do people say that I am? Some say you're John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Jesus says, but who do you say that I am? And of course, Peter says, you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, for Peter to say you're the Messiah, that makes a lot of sense. Jesus was healing the sick, the blind were able to see, the lepers were cleansed. He knew that's what the Messiah was supposed to do. But then he added, you're the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, Peter, you're correct, and flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Think of his confession. You're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus says, you are Peter. Petro, small rock. And upon this rock, Petra, the big rock, I will build my church. Jesus is not saying he's going to build the church on Peter, the little rock. He's saying, I'm going to build the church on that big rock of that confession that you just made. And when people make that confession, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Peter, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who confesses that confession will not stay in Hades, the abode of the dead. And that confession of who Jesus is followed by repentance and faith.
这个确认耶稣是永生神，是基督，是弥赛亚的话，是应该要先认罪悔改，才能归向基督。
So the keys that unlock the door for any of us to the kingdom is the confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. I repent of my sins and believe by faith.
只要是在在众人面前心里相信，口里承认耶稣是主，是救主，他们就能够得到胜过阴间权柄，进入天国的钥匙。
And if you read Peter's very first sermon in Acts chapter 2, that's exactly what he does. This was the height of Peter's pride. He made the confession.Peter's probably saying, I'm pretty cool. I gave that confession. The next thing Jesus said was, I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to be handed over to the chief priests and I'm going to be crucified and die.
可是接下来马上耶稣跟他说，我马上就要到耶路撒冷，要受文士和长老的苦害，然后要死。
What's Peter's response? No way, Jesus. That's never going to happen to you. Now here's the disciple who just made that confession, and Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. Jesus heard similar words in the wilderness. When Satan came to Jesus, turn the rocks into bread. You can have all the kingdoms of the world if you worship me. Or if you jump off the pinnacle of the temple, the angels will pick you up and everybody will applaud. Peter, you're tempting me to bypass the cross.You are speaking the words that Satan would speak to me. And Jesus confronts Peter in the way that maybe sometimes we need to be confronted.
耶稣就面对当面的指责彼得，这种方式有时候我们基督徒也应该是面对主对我们的指责。
Sometimes when our pride is the highest, Jesus needs to bring us down.
假如说是我们骄傲到一个地步。
We need to be reminded of who we are.
假如我们真的目中无人的时候，主耶稣就会把我们拉下。
On the Mount of Transfiguration,
在面向山上的时候
Jesus says to Peter, James, and John, come on with me, we're going to go up on the mountain.
耶稣叫约翰、雅各、彼得到山上来
And when they got up on the mountain, the cloud enveloped them.
他们到山上的时候，那云彩就把他们遮住了
And it was not like a rain cloud that you and I see sometime during the day. This is the glory cloud.It was the same cloud that appeared on Mount Sinai. It was the same cloud that covered the Holy of Holies and the Tabernacle and the Temple. And it would be that same glory cloud that would envelop Jesus as he ascended to heaven. Now there appeared with Jesus Moses and Elijah.
那个时候有
Moses, the lawgiver, Elijah, the miracle worker. Peter wanted to build some shelters so they could all sit down and talk for a couple hours. I don't blame him. I would have wanted to also. But here with Moses and Elijah, a voice comes out of that cloud and said, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." Here are the disciples schooled in the Old Testament, the books of Moses, the law. And the voice is saying, "This is my son. Listen to him." We have contrasted here the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. The Father is saying, "I'm going to take you out of the Old Covenant and Jesus is going to lead you into the New Covenant in His blood." And the cloud lifted and they were there with Jesus. We find Jesus in the upper room the night before he was crucified. Jesus planned that no servants would be in that upper room. Jesus knew that none of his disciples were going to offer to wash the feet of the others. Jesus knew how to teach a lesson by doing it himself. "I'm going to wash your feet," he said. Peter said, "No, you're not. You will never do that." Here's Peter always opening his mouth. "Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you don't have any part of me." Here's what I love about Peter. He could always repent. He says, "Lord, if that's the case, dump the whole bucket on me. I will let you wash my feet." And at the end, Jesus said, "I've taught you a lesson." The lesson is not about foot washing, but it's about serving one another. The question should come to us all the time: how can I bless and serve somebody? Lord, give me a heart that wants to serve. It's not about me. Jesus in the upper room now tells him again, "I'm going to the cross." And Jesus says, "You're all going to fall away from me tonight." You know Peter. Full of self-confidence. "I'll never fall away from you. The others might, but I'm with you to the end." Peter, tonight, before you hear that rooster crow, you're going to deny me three times.
Yes.
few hours later, they went to the garden where they prayed. The troops came and took away Jesus. And Peter found himself warming himself by the charcoal fire. It was a cold evening. That's why we feel that Passover time and Easter time is in the spring sometime when the evenings are still cool. And by that charcoal fire, a servant girl says, "You're one of them, aren't you?" And he denied it. I don't even know him. And that happened two other times. Peter's guilt is beginning to overwhelm him. And then the sound of the rooster. And he realized he had just denied his Lord three times. And the scriptures say he went out and he wept bitterly. He missed the crucifixion. He didn't want to even be seen around there. He was too ashamed. Now here's the one who was given the keys to the kingdom to preach. And he's hiding. What's Peter going to do? What's Jesus going to do? The next time is at the tomb, but then in the upper room, Peter sees Jesus. See my hands and my feet. Sometime later, Jesus meets them back up on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus is on the shore and the disciples are out fishing, and guess what? They're not catching anything again. Jesus says, "Hey guys, why don't you throw the net on the other side of the boat?" And Peter's saying, "Oh boy, I've heard that voice before." And he took off his robe and he jumped in the water and he started swimming toward Jesus. The disciples had caught 153 fish, John tells us. And when they got to shore, they saw that same charcoal fire. And Jesus begins to dialogue with his disciples. There by the charcoal fire comes Peter's restoration. And in that discussion, let's talk about that charcoal fire. The Greek word anthrakia. It's only found two places in the New Testament. It's found in John 18, where the people were warming themselves, where Peter denied Jesus. Jesus is taking Peter back to that familiar place of his denial, because now he wants to restore him. Now let's talk about love. Unfortunately, the English language misses the boat.
很可惜，这个英文呢，并没有把这个爱的一些不同的意义表达出来。
You know what agape is?
你们知道神圣的爱是什么？
That's the highest kind of love, the love that God gives us. It's unconditional and it's sacrificial. It says, my love for you isn't based on anything other than the fact that I love you. Now, phileo should be familiar with you. The Greek word Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, comes in here. And the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl right now. So here's agape and here's phileo. I love you like a brother. So Jesus says the first time, okay, three questions to match the three denials. Jesus says, Peter, do you agape me?
第一次是问说，彼得啊，你是以神圣的爱来爱我吗？
We all think, oh sure, Peter does, but Peter responds, Lord, I phileo you, I love you like a brother.
我们想他一定会回答，是啊，我很爱你，是以神圣的爱。可是彼得竟然是你说，是的，我以朋友的爱来爱你。
Second time.
第二次。
Peter, do you love me with agape love?
耶稣又问彼得说：“你是以神圣的爱来爱我吗？”
Peter responds, "Lord, you know that I phileo you. I love you like a brother."
就彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我以朋友的这种爱来爱你的。”
Third time.
第三次。
Now you think that Jesus might say to Peter.Peter, what are you talking about? Can't you love me with agape love? You're worthless. I love what Jesus did. Peter, do you phileo me? Lord, you know that I phileo you. I love you like a brother. You know what's going on here? Jesus has the bar set high. But he lowers it to where we are right now.
耶稣把这个标杆降低到一个地步，我们可以达到的地步。
Jesus is saying, Peter, let's begin right where you are. You love me like a brother.
彼得啊，你就以你现在能够达到的地步，以朋友的爱来爱我吧。
But Jesus knows the future and he's saying to himself, Peter, over the next 35 years, you're going to learn to love me with agape love. Brothers and sisters, where you and I are right now in our love and other Christian virtues,God takes us right where we are.
弟兄姐妹们，你现在能够做到的、能够达到的，或是你所有的，耶稣也就以这种方式来接纳你。
You're struggling with patience.
你是跟你是在跟这个操练你的耐心在征战吗
？Jesus says, "I'll love you right where we are, but let's up."The stakes on how patient you can become.
虽然我能够接纳你，你就是说你现在的什么样，我接纳你。可是耶稣想要把这个标准提高一点。
Jesus takes you and me right where we are, but he expects the best out of us.
我们按照我们的本相接受耶稣之后，耶稣也接纳我们。但是耶稣希望能够再高一点，让我们的标准达高一点。
And then. during the next weeks and months, Peter begins to share the gospel. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost and fills them, and he preaches amazingly. He is extending the keys. He's saying, you have killed your Messiah. He is the Son of God. Repent and believe the gospel. Peter visits Cornelius, a Gentile centurion. Cornelius and his household repent and come to Christ. Peter would write in 1 Peter 4:8, brothers, go ahead. Brothers and sisters, I want you to love with agape love each other fervently from the heart. 35 years and Peter learned what it means to love with agape love.
35年之后,彼得才学到的功课是如何以神圣的爱来爱人。
And he tells the churches to whom he is writing, that's how you need to learn to love each other.
他也是告诉教会的人说,你们也应该以神圣的爱来互相相爱。
That's how the body of Christ needs to learn how to love each other.
所以主内的人应该是彼此相爱,切实的相爱。
Unconditional.
毫无条件。
Sacrificial. It's God's love toward us that we need to extend to others. Yes, Peter held the keys. But guess what? He's passed them on to us. Here are the keys, brothers and sisters. These keys will get you into my car. But the Lord's keys that we give to others will open the door of heaven to them. With his great commission, he has called us to preach the gospel, to share the good news. He's passed the keys on to us. Let's share our faith. Tell others about Jesus. Tell others he came to give you life. That's what he's called us to do. Let's pray. If any of you are here that don't know Jesus, I'd like to pray a prayer. Just follow me. Silently. Lord, I've wandered far away from you. I've said and done things that I am not proud of. They have brought shame on you and upon me. Lord, I repent of my sin and turn from it. I ask in Jesus' name that you would cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And fill me with your Spirit. So that I can walk with you now and through eternity. Amen. And Lord, for Christians here today, Lord, I pray that you teach us to love one another. And teach us to share the good news of Jesus Christ. In His name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Opal, thank you so much. Thank you.
同时，凡是 相信接受主为你个人救主的，我诚恳在神面前愿意邀请你在复活节的时候接受水礼，见证神的作为，向黑暗的势力宣告你是他的儿女。这命令是主耶稣在新约里面给教会两个使命，For those who are already born again, accept him as your personal savior. I urge you to get baptized this Easter Sunday, because this is a command from the Lord, from God Jesus, who loves us with agape love.When you take the step of this baptism, you respond to Him, starting to respond to Him with agape love.
Our Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us your life and your body that you died for us and for our mankind in the earth and thousands of years. And we are so blessed that we accept you, we have our faith in you, and you through this faith, our relationship with our God Father is restored, and we become the children of God. And we thank you for this accomplishment and your sacrificial love. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The bread is a symbol. This reminds us that Jesus, his body was hung on the cross. He sacrificed his body and gave us righteousness before God. He's the Lamb of God. 这个饼让我们是一个象征，让我们想起主耶稣的身体挂在十字架上，他牺牲了，因为他是神的羔羊，是我们可以在神面前称义。让我们一起来领受，每一个人都给了。下面我们请李希龙弟兄为杯祝选。
Our Heavenly Father, thank you. You gave your only Son to us, who died on the cross for us. Oh Jesus, your blood was for us, so that we can restore our relations with God.Before we take this cup, let us confess and repent. We proclaim your death and your come when we take this cup. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The juice in this cup is a symbol. And reminding us that Jesus, our Lord, He died on the cross, shed His blood. That the agape love is totally unselfish. And He loves us to a point that gave us His life. So, 杯里面的葡萄汁是一个象征， 让我们想起主耶稣在十字架上的事， 神的神圣的爱， 无私的爱， 完全的爱， 牺牲他的生命， 洗净我们的罪， and give us eternal life. And also we have the key to the Kingdom of God. Also, we ought to and we must let our relatives, family, and friends into the eternal Kingdom of God. 主耶稣给我们这个天国的钥匙， 让我们拿着天国的钥匙， 让你的家人， 让你的亲戚朋友 进入那永恒的国度。 我们一起来领受这个杯， 以感恩的心。 May we drink this cup with thanksgiving.
So basically, I try to say something in English. So we have the youth retreat this year in the April 20th, Friday, to April 22nd. So we meet April 20th in the Fort Castle gas station, like 5:30. And we came back to church April 22nd around 1 p.m. So we have 5 sessions. The speaker will be Dan Barber and his wife. we will have some fun. So Saturday afternoon we have free time so that kids do some fun stuff, enjoy Mother Nature. So basically Friday have one session, Saturday have morning two sessions, Saturday evening one session, and Sunday morning one session. So 我很希望大家机会机会不容易，很这个地方也很挺 popular 的。是我在这个微信青少年微信群里把这个网址也看，家长可以看这个机构，那就在康后 software 康后那里。所以希望如果家长感兴趣的话，那就填这个表，然后给我一个90块的支票，pay ACC， 好不好？谢谢。
首先让我们来欢迎一下新朋友， Let's welcome a new friend。 今天呢我们那个我这里有呢有四位都是主内的弟兄姐妹， who have four brothers and sisters visiting us。 我这第一章就是写的是 Jenny and Luke Gao， 请你们站着介绍一下自己。
就是我爱人，我跟从北京来，北京欢迎你。
好，谢谢。第二个我有一个是傅艳玲，您请您站起来介绍一下自己。
好的，感谢神，我是真国七等的傅艳玲，这是我儿子穆泽林，感谢。
好，欢迎你们。那么还有没有新朋友第一次来我们教会来的？ Do you have any new friends visiting us the first time? 没有啊，对，欢迎大家。下面我来报告一下事情啊。第一件事情，喂，第一件事情就是4月1日呢，这个复活节教会将会有这个受洗的机会，请那个愿意接受主的呢，向这个陈长老报名；如果是青少年呢，请向罗伦堡弟兄报名。On April 1st, we'll have a baptism in the church. So if you plan to be baptized, please contact Brother Bob Law.第二个呢，就是我们那个 AGCC 的新春联欢会呢，将会2个星期以后2月17日在这里举行，是晚上5点到7点呢是聚餐，是 potluck， 然后呢7点到9点呢我会新春晚会，希望大家呢邀请你们的亲朋好友邻居啊来参加。那个我们这个后面有 flyer 的，就在后面桌上给大家拿。We'll celebrate Chinese New Year. The celebration will be on February the 17th. The potluck will start from 5 to 7 p.m. And the celebration, the performance will begin from 7 to 9 p.m. You're welcome to join us.下一个季度的春季的服饰表呢也已经开始安排，去参加服饰的弟兄姐妹呢向服饰的负责人报告你们的能够参加的这个时间。还有一个秋萍姐妹呢正在制作新年一度的这个 slideshow， 如果你们有照片呢，请送给秋萍姐妹。Sister Xu Ping is planning for a slideshow for the event in the past year, so you have the pictures, photos, please send to her. 好，现在请大家起立，我们的场三一送。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动，始终与我们同在。是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。请坐，默祷之后散会。Please be seated for the silence prayer and your dismissal.我们有点心在交易厅，欢迎每一位留下。You are welcome to the fellowship hall for the refreshment.